Texte numéro 8. And don't come back. When British politicians talk about winning the global economic race, they have athletes like Gregor Wilson in mind. Mr. Wilson taught himself to code as a child. He started and built his first company while at university and sold it on graduating. His second venture, a software firm, is booming and will soon be ready to take on more staff. He is also preparing to leave Britain for good. In the popular imagination, British expats are retirees in the Mediterranean. But from 2006 onwards, the weak pound, the bursting of Spain's property bubble, and rising taxes in France made the Costas less attractive. The number of old Britons emigrating annually has more than halved since then. Dean Blackburn, head of HSBC Expat, part of the High Street Bank, says that a different breed of emigrant is now on the march. The ambitious graduate bound for North America or Asia. The sharpest rise has been among those moving to the glittering East. Mr. Wilson will build his business in Hong Kong. The web, along with the reach of the English language and the cachet of a British degree, gives young people like him opportunities undreamed of by their parents' generation. They are also untethered for longer. On average, they buy a house and form a family later in life than did previous generations. High housing costs help to drive young folk abroad. For the monthly rent on a rabbit hutch anywhere near central London, graduates live grandly elsewhere. "We can afford to travel around Australia, rent an apartment with a sea view and save money," explains Emma, a publisher and recent Oxford graduate who moved to Melbourne last year. Those with advanced degrees are especially likely to leave for countries where pay and research facilities are better. This is regrettable. Britain's productivity rate is puny. Firms and factories badly need such skilled employees. But it is also an opportunity which the country is squandering. According to the World Bank, the British diaspora, at nearly 5 million people, roughly the size of Scotland, is the largest of any rich country and the eighth biggest overall. Britain's many expats could strengthen its trading links, channel investment into its economy, and generally burnish the national brand. But Britain's government seems to have no coherent strategy for engaging with them. If Britain does not want its talented globetrotters, others do. Germany actively recruits Britons to take apprenticeships there. Middle Eastern governments tour British universities doling out visas. Mr. Wilson was contacted out of the blue by the Chinese authorities, who invited him to relocate his firm and offered to pay for his flight. "America and China seem really keen to attract us," he says. "Britain just doesn't seem that interested." Adapted from The Economist, August 2014.